Support for WILL comes from Stuart Peterson, Pioneer Seeds, Standard Grain, Cornerstone Building Products, and Risk Management Commodities. Thanks to these businesses for their support of WILL agricultural programs.
Good Thursday morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the opening Commodity Market Report. Kellogg Company says its profit rose in the latest quarter, but its revenue fell short of Wall Street expectations as sales in its breakfast business declined. The morning foods unit saw a 3.3% loss. Kellogg earned $352 million, or 96 cents per share. That compares with $324 million, or 90 cents per share a year ago. This morning, USDA released its latest export sales report for the week ending July 25th. The numbers look like this in millions of bushels. Wheat this year, 21.9. Corn this year, 5.3. Next year, 43.0. Soybeans this year, 2.9. And next year, 37.9. Japan today purchased U.S. Western white wheat for the first time in 10 weeks after suspending imports of the grade for seven consecutive tenders due to the discovery of an unapproved genetically modified strain at a farm in Oregon. Samples of the wheat will be tested by Japanese laboratories before shipment from the U.S. And private buyers in the Philippines purchased two cargoes of U.S. soy meal totaling 110,000 metric tons for shipment in October and December. The Philippines is the largest buyer of U.S. soy meal in Southeast Asia. The Dow Jones Industrial Average, 15,629, is up 130 points. The NASDAQ at 3659 is up almost 33, and the S&P 500, 1701, is up just over 15 points. Joining us now with a look at agricultural weather is meteorologist Drew Lerner.
Weather conditions across the Midwest are really not going to change a great deal over the next few days. We expect the best chance for showers and thunderstorms to occur in the region from southern South Dakota, portions of Nebraska and Kansas, to the east through Iowa and Missouri, down to portions of Illinois and the northern Delta. These areas will have the greatest chances for rainfall over the next few days, and rain totals will likely end up running 3/4 of an inch upwards to 2 inches across some of this region. The precipitation will occur in waves, so it won't all occur at once, but those are totals for the entire period. We should be done with a lot of this precipitation by the time we get to the latter part of the weekend and into the early part of next week. For the most part, the eastern Midwest will not see nearly as much rain as some of the western areas. We'll expect to see 1/4 to 3/4 of an inch of rain occurring in the east, and the majority of the precipitation will be erratic there. We'll likely see the potential for a couple of 1-inch totals over the next 7 days, but for the most part, the precipitation is just not going to be well organized for that region. We'll expect to see a lot of the precipitation across the country to become more scattered as we move forward through the second week of the two-week outlook. And by that, I basically mean that the weather pattern will become something a little bit more typical of summertime across the region, at least from a rainfall perspective. A lot of this will occur, though, after the 10th of August. And from the 10th out through the 15th, we should see a little better rainfall and temperature distribution across the region. The majority of the temperatures here in this first week of the outlook will definitely be cooler biased in the north and near normal in the south. And I think that there's still potential for the air mass coming up here this weekend and early next week to be a little bit colder than advertised in the model data today. We're going to see a lot of upper 60 and 70 degree highs during the weekend and early part of next week across the northern portions of the Midwest. And we'll expect the southern portions of the region to get as cool as upper 70s and lower 80s. We've seen a lot of that already, and degree day accumulations across the region are obviously going to be a little bit below average, especially in the north. Crops are going to be in demand of a warmer scenario, at least as we move on into the heart and latter parts of August. If we don't get a significant warm-up, these crops are not going to have an opportunity to get caught up on some of their development. It will be important that some of the drier areas do get the rain that they need before we start into any kind of a warmer biased pattern, just so that we can keep crop moisture stress to a minimum. We've already shrunk down a lot of the dryness in the western corn belt with scattered showers in recent weeks. This forecast for the next 5 days across the western corn belt will assure that more of the region that has been too dry gets precipitation. One of the areas that's been driest is extreme western Iowa and easternmost sections of Nebraska down into northwestern Missouri and northeastern Kansas, and these areas will all have opportunity for rain beginning tonight and continuing on into the weekend. The precipitation should be mostly favorable for improving crops across that region. Now, there'll be other areas that still have some moisture deficits to deal with, but the majority of the precipitation that's coming up will provide adequate timeliness to the precipitation to prevent any area from becoming extremely dry. The second half of August will also have a little bit less in the sense of cold air across the country. We should see a little bit more typical summertime temperature pattern. Nothing excessively warm, but at least a better environment to support faster crop development. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.
Support for this agricultural weather report comes from Busey. Busey believes that healthy businesses strengthen our local economy. They have a commercial banking team with 20-plus years of experience providing lending solutions to meet unique business needs. Busey, your dream, our promise.
Let's see how futures are trading. Hard red winter wheat, December, 7/14, down 3. Soft December wheat at 669, down 8. September corn, 493 and a quarter, down 5 and 3 quarters. December, 471 and 3 quarters, down 7 and a quarter. August soybeans, 1385, they're up 11. September, 1246 and 3 quarters, down 3. November, 1204, down 2 and a quarter. August soybean meal, 435.70, up 60. September, 403.60, down 40. August soybean oil, 42.61, up 52. September, 42.77, up 50. August live cattle, 121.65, up 20. August feeders, 154.22 and a half, up 80. And August lean hogs, 97.90, up 32 and one half. Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Ellen Dearden of AgriView, and she is in Morton, Illinois. Good morning, Ellen.
Good morning to you, Dave.
Looks like some decent export sales for next year.
On the corn side, yeah, a lot of little sales, and they added up to 43 million bushel. That's kind of a good thing. I think we're down at a price level that foreign buyers are seeing as good value, and of course we've seen the dollar rebound slightly, and they may be a little bit worried that the dollar would rebound more.
So the question is, how do we read this sideways market that we've had this week?
Right now, mostly sideways, and we're at the bottom side of the sideways. This corn market really, every time it pokes its head up very far, gets it bitten off. So, you know, we've got to be looking at December corn in this 490 area rather than 520 that everybody thought we could get back to last week.
And the danger to the downside around, what, 450-ish maybe?
450 is probably the talk. Right now we've got two lows this week around this 471 area. That area, I think, can be kind of a little pivot point in here. The light rain forecasts for Nebraska, Iowa, Missouri, western part of Illinois, areas that have been very dry, I think is putting some pressure on this corn market this morning.
Now, those rains probably also putting some pressure on the soybean market.
Yeah, they are. We're not seeing any deliveries, so we still have August beans on the plus side, but the November beans, looks like we want to take out that $12 area again, again today on Thursday, and see what's down there for stops.
Well, 1186, people won't like it if it goes lower than that, because that would be lows for the year.
Yeah, it would be, and there's a lot of talk that that's going to be taken out rather easily and go to about the 1140, 1145 area.
Meanwhile, wheat seems to be the star if you're a bull.
Well, it does seem to be the star, not particularly this morning, but certainly Brazil, the frost damage that they had in Parana, where about half of their wheat's grown, puts them in the importing category, and I think we're just going to see a hefty amount of world trade in wheat. The export market for the week was just under 22 million bushels. That's just down slightly from the previous week, but still a pretty substantial start to the market.
How about a quick word of what you see on livestock today?
Boy, this cattle market just can't get much traction, and the cash market just remains so darn quiet. The board premium to the cash is troublesome to me.
Thank you very much, Ellen. That's Ellen Dearden of AgriView, and she is in Morton, Illinois. Let's go back and get an update of the marketplace. September corn, 491 3/4, down 7 1/4, and December at 470 1/4 is down 8 3/4. August soybeans, 1384, up 10. September, 1245 1/2, down 4 1/4. And November, 1202 1/2, down 3 3/4. Now down 3 1/2. August soybean meal, 434.90, down 20. September, 402.90, down 110, now down 120. August soybean oil, 42.61, up 52. And September at 42.81 is up 54, now 55. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD3 Urbana. It's 9:01 Central Time.